Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to worship tonight. What a beautiful day. I notice there's a couple of bikes out there at the playground and people are swinging. This is only the 14th of March. I've had a dispute. Mrs. Swenson thinks it was 1963. One of the county commissioners down in Kennebec County thinks it was 1961 that we had a march just like this. But the county commissioner said that in the first week of April, they had 15 inches of snow. So, and I thought, no. And he said, yes. So don't overreact. And I said, is that a call? And I looked him in the eye and I said, is that a call? And he thought, and he says, yeah, that's a call. There's going to be a big snowstorm. That being said out there, how many think this is the beginning of spring and there won't be a snowstorm? How many think this is it? How many think there's still going to be one big...
Oh, yeah.
Is that a call, Wayne?
It always gets snows on the snowbirds when they come back.
Okay. So your prayers are answered. Yeah. How many?
Yeah, okay.
Just a taste. Anyway, I don't remember another spring like this, but let's just enjoy it, not worry about the droughts and not worry about whatever else is out there. Let's just enjoy today and enjoy tomorrow. Just a note on our service tonight, I want to remind you, for the final blessing on the last page, we'll all sing the final blessing, okay? Our friend Darwin, thank you for leading. And Lee, we're going to miss you, you know. What are we going to do next year?
I'll miss you more.
Yeah. Darwin will sing, let us pray, bless our God. And then we all sing, praise and thanks to you. And then let's all sing together. Let's practice it right now. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days. Amen. Let's see how far we're off. That's about the same as last week. That's just a good test for us, okay? Let's begin our worship with a word of prayer. O Lord, we are ever mindful of your presence in our lives. You have called us to be a part of your family. You have loved us from the beginning of time. You have reminded us of your love and forgiveness for the times we have turned our backs on you through your Son's death and through your Son's resurrection. And we thank you for this gift of life. So allow us this Lenten season to every day live our lives for you and to walk with you and to be reminded of your presence and your promise and your power that is given to your followers, and allow us to enjoy these gifts. Be with us tonight as we say our prayers and sing this wonderful service. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
Light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening,
and the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
Let it shine within your people.
Light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and grace. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you, God of day. free and make us whole. You who made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day. May God be with you all. Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright, for your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen. If you'd all turn in your red books to Psalm 103, there's no page numbers, remember. By the end of this Lenten season, you will know how to use the Psalms. Psalm 103. When I stop hearing the pages turn, I'll know that you've all found it. Let's read the psalm responsively. I'll read the first part and you read the indented part, okay? Psalm 103. All right, I'll read the first part of the verse and you read the indented part. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul,
and forgive not,
who forgives all your sins,
and heals all your diseases,
who redeems your life from the grave,
and crowns you with steadfast love and mercy,
who satisfies your desires with good things.
So that
O Lord, you provide vindication
and justice for all who are oppressed.
You made known your ways to Moses. Lord, you are full of compassion and mercy. You will not always accuse us. You have not dealt with us according to our sins. For as the heavens are high above the earth, as far as the east is from the west, as a father has compassion for his children,
so you have compassion for those who fear you, O Lord.
For you know well how we are formed. As for mortals, their days are like grass.
They flourish like the flower of the field.
When the wind passes over it, it is gone.
And its place shall know it no more.
But your steadfast love, O Lord, is forever with those who fear you. For those who keep your covenant, the Lord's throne is established in heaven. Bless the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who do God's bidding. Bless the Lord, all you hosts of God. Bless the Lord, all you works of God in all places where God rules. Here ends the psalm. The story tonight is written by Max Lucado with appreciation to Eric Ketcherside for telling Max the story. The title of the story is The Guest of the Maestro. What happens when a dog interrupts a concert? To answer that, come with me to a spring night in Lawrence, Kansas. Take your seat in Hawk Auditorium and behold the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, the oldest continually operating orchestra in the world. The greatest composers and conductors in history have directed this orchestra. It was playing in the days of Beethoven. Some of the musicians have been replaced. You watch as stately dressed Europeans take their seats on the stage. You listen as professionals carefully tune their instruments. The percussionist puts her ear to the kettle drum. A violinist plucks the nylon string. A clarinet player tightens the reed. And you sit a bit straighter as the lights dim and the tuning stops. The music is about to begin. The conductor, dressed in tails, strides onto the stage, springs onto the podium, and gestures for the orchestra to rise. You and 2,000 others applaud. The musicians take their seats. The maestro takes his position, and the audience holds its breath. There's a second of silence between lightning and thunder, and there's a second of silence between the raising of the baton and the explosion of the music. But when it falls, the heavens open, and you are delightfully drenched in the downpour of Beethoven's Third Symphony. Such was the power of that spring night in Lawrence, Kansas, that hot spring night in Lawrence, Kansas. I mentioned the temperature so you'll understand why the doors were open. It was hot. Hawk Auditorium, a historic building, was not air-conditioned. Combine bright stage lights with formal dress and furious music, and the result is a heated orchestra. Outside doors on each of the stage were left open in case of a breeze. Enter, stage right, the dog. A brown, generic Kansas dog, not a mean dog, not a mad dog, just a curious dog. He passes between the double basses and makes his way through the second violins and into the cellos. His tail wags in beat with the music. As the dog passes between the players, they look at him, look at each other, and continue with the next measure. The dog takes a liking to a certain cello. Perhaps it was the lateral passing of the bow. Maybe it was the eye-level view of the strings. Whatever it was, it caught the dog's attention, and he stopped and watched. The cellist wasn't sure what to do. He'd never played for a canine audience. And music schools don't teach you what dog slobber might do to the lacquer of a 16th century Stradivarius cello. But the dog did nothing but watch for a moment and then move on. He had passed on through the orchestra. The music might have continued. Had he made his way across the stage into the motioning hands of a stagehand, the audience might have never noticed. But he didn't leave. He stayed at home in the splendor, roaming through the meadows of music. He visited the woodwinds, turned his head at the trumpets, stepped between the flautists, and stopped by the side of the conductor. And Beethoven's Third Symphony came undone. The musicians laughed. The audience laughed. The dog looked up at the conductor and panted. And the conductor lowered his baton. The most historic orchestra in the world. One of the most moving pieces ever written. A night wrapped in glory, all brought to a stop by a wayward dog. The chuckles ceased as the conductor turned. What fury might erupt? The audience grew quiet as the maestro faced them. What fuse had been lit? The polished German director looked at the crowd, looked at the dog, then looked back at the people, raised his hands in a universal gesture, and shrugged. Everyone roared. He stepped off the podium and scratched the dog behind the ears. The tail wagged again. The maestro spoke to the dog. He spoke in German, but the dog seemed to understand. The two visited for a few seconds before the maestro took his new friend by the collar and led him off the stage. You'd have thought the dog was Pavarotti the way the people applauded. The conductor returned and the music began, and Beethoven seemed none the worse for the whole experience. Can you find you and me in this picture? I can. Just call us Fido and consider God the maestro and envision the moment when we will walk onto his stage. We won't deserve to. We will not have earned it. We may even surprise the musicians with our presence. The music will be like none we've ever heard. We'll stroll among the angels and listen as they sing. We'll gaze at heaven's lights and gasp as they shine. And we'll walk next to the maestro, stand by his side, and worship as he leads. See the unseen and live for that event. We are invited to tune our ears to the song of the skies, and long, long for the moment when we'll be at the maestro's side. He too will welcome, and he too will speak, but he will not lead us away. He will invite us to remain forever his guests on his stage.
Thank you.
The service continues on page 8. The light shines in the darkness.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will." My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One, strong is your kindness in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life through. And salvation we pray to you. For peace between nations, for peace between people. For us who are gathered to worship and praise you. For all of your servants who live out your gospel. For all those who govern that justice might guide them. For all those who labor in service together. Grant weather that nourishes all of creation. Have mercy, O keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy, help us, comfort us all of our days.
Please rise. Let us pray. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come,
your will be done. Earth as it is.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.
He's closing us out.
Not all of us.
Well, I'm going to need a stand for my music so I can pray.
Right.